今日读嘅经文系撒母耳记上一章一至十七节，请大家听我读出。以法莲山地的拉马索菲有一个以法莲人，名叫以利加拿，是苏弗的元孙、托户的曾孙、以利户的孙子、罗耶罕的儿子。他有两个妻，一名哈拿，一名皮利拿。皮利拿有儿女，哈拿没有儿女。这人每年从本城上到示罗，敬拜祭祀万军之耶和华，在那里有以利的两个儿子何弗利、菲利哈，当耶和华的祭司。以利加拿每逢献祭的日子，将祭肉分给他的妻皮利拿和皮利拿所生的儿女，给哈拿的却是相份，因为他爱哈拿，无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育。皮利拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就作他的对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以利加拿都以相份给哈拿，皮利拿仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。她丈夫以利加拿对她说：哈拿啊，你为何哭泣不吃饭，心里愁闷呢？有我不比十个儿子还好么？他们在示罗吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在耶和华殿的门腔旁边坐在自己的位上。哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。许愿说：万军之耶和华啊，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷念不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。哈拿在耶和华面前不住地祈祷，以利定睛看他的嘴。原来哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇，不出声音。因此以利以为他喝醉了。以利对他说：你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。哈拿回答说：主啊，不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在耶和华面前倾心吐意。不要将婢女看作不正经的女子，我因被人激动愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。以利说：你可以平平安安的回去，愿以色列的神允准你向他所求的。跟住落嚟咧，系正道嘅时间。为我哋正道嘅系 Pastor Jessica。Pastor Jessica 咧系我哋教会嘅儿童事工主任。佢今日正道嘅题目系最美嘅传承，由 Joyce 姊妹传译。有请 Pastor Jessica 同 Joyce。
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. Today is Mother's Day, and I'm grateful that I have this time to share the Word of God with you and rejoice in the Lord on this special day. Why don't we have a moment to say Happy Mother's Day to each other, greet together? Thank you. If we look at the Ten Commandments, the first to the fourth commandments are there given as instructions on how to relate with God. And from the fifth to the tenth commandment, they are the instructions on how to relate with our fellow human beings. The fifth commandment, which is honor your father and mother, is the first commandment that pertains our relationship with others, and it is a commandment that we are to obey strictly without a question.
The fifth commandment, 当孝敬父母, 是关于我们和他人相处的第一条诫命, 是我们毫无疑问要需要严格遵守的诫命。
Honoring our parents is not a matter of choice, but a requirement that God has established through His law.
是否孝敬父母不到我们拣，而是上帝透过他的律法所定下来的要求。
So in the Old Testament, people may have feared the law and obeyed it out of compulsion, but we are not just to call to honor our parents merely out of obligation.
在旧约的时代，人可能因为会在律法底下出于惧怕驱使他们去遵守诫命，但是我们不是仅仅出于义务而去孝敬父母。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 16, God says, honor your father and mother as the Lord your God has commanded you so that you may live long and that may go well with you in the land of the Lord that is giving you.
在申命记的五章十六节，神说，当照耶和华你神所吩咐的孝敬父母，使你得福，并使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
So to all the sons and daughters here today, I would like to bless you in the name of the Lord to love and honor your parents in obedience to God's word, so may you may receive His abundant blessings.
在座所有为人子女的，我奉主的名祝福你们，要遵行神的话去爱护和孝敬父母，可以得着神丰盛的祝福。
Today's scripture passage is from 1 Samuel chapter 1. Through the story of Hannah, the mother of Samuel, I would like to have this time to learn about what it means to be parent, to love and honor God.
今天的经文来自《撒母耳记上》的第一章，通过撒母耳的妈妈 Hannah 的故事，我们学习怎样去做蒙神喜悦的父母。
So the title of today's sermon is The Best Inheritance.
今天讲到的题目是最美的传承。
And we would like to take this time to explore what it means to leave behind the most precious legacy and inheritance to our children.
我们一起探讨作为父母怎样将最宝贵的留给我们的子女。
There is a famous quote which is, behind every great man, there is a great mother.
有一句名言，每个伟大的男人背后都有一位伟大的母亲。
This saying is emphasizing the crucial role that parents play in the lives of their children.
这句说话强调了妈妈在子女生命里面扮演的重要角色。
Even John D. Rockefeller, one of the wealthiest men in history, was profoundly influenced by the faith, love, and strength teachings of his mother.
即使是历史上最富有的人之一，约翰·洛克菲勒，他都深受他妈妈的信仰、爱心和教导的影响。
Rockefeller's mother taught him 10 principles that became the foundation for his life.
洛克菲勒妈妈教识了他十项的原则，最后成为他人生的基石。
First, serve God and believe in Him as more than a father.
第一，去侍奉和相信神比一个父亲的更为重要。
Second was serve your pastor after serving God.
第二，是侍奉神之后再侍奉你的牧师。
Attend Sunday worship service at your own church.
每个礼拜日去参加自己所属教会的崇拜。
Always be willing to work for God.
时刻愿意为神而工作。
Help others.
帮助他人。
Love your neighbor.
爱你的邻舍。
Save some money.
储翻啲钱。
Always tell the truth.
一定要讲真话。
Avoid alcohol.
避免饮酒。
Choose your companions wisely.
明智咁选择你嘅同伴。
And in the end, Rockefeller became a person of great faith, love, and wisdom, and became the world's wealthiest person.
最后，洛克菲勒成为了一个信奉上帝、有爱心和为别人服务的人，也都成为了世界上最富有的人。
So at the age of 33, he became a millionaire, and 10 years later, he owned the world's largest company.
他33岁就成为百万富翁，10年之后拥有全球最大的公司。
And at the age of 53, he became world's famous, the wealthiest person.
并且在53岁的时候成为世界的首富。
He said that he became such a person because of the 10 principles that was given from his mother when he was young.
他说他自己之所以可以成为这样的人，全是因为小的时候在妈妈身上学到的10个原则。
As you can see, the role of a parent is not just given to us without a reason.
所以我们可以看得到，父母的角色并不是无缘无故地给我们的。
But it is important to remember that God has entrusted us with the responsibility of raising our children in faith.
要记得，上帝已经将正确教养儿女的责任托付了给我们。
Today, may we all be inspired by the example of Hannah, and may we leave behind the legacy of faith and love and wisdom for our children to follow.
愿意我们都可以从 Hannah 的榜样里面得到启发，将我们的信仰、爱和智慧传承给我们的下一代。
Today's passage introduces Hannah, the mother of famous Samuel.
今日嘅经文介绍咗 Hannah， 佢系大家熟悉嘅撒母耳嘅妈妈。
Samuel was an Israelite spiritual leader who helped with the declining state of Israel.
撒母耳系以色列嘅属灵领袖，帮助以色列从逐渐衰败嘅状态里面纠正过嚟。
But who was behind this great spiritual leader?
但呢一位伟大嘅属灵领袖背后系边个呢？
I think it was his mother, Hannah, who prayed for him.
我觉得系佢背后有一位为佢祈祷嘅妈妈 Hannah。
Therefore, today we want to look at Hannah and see what kind of mothers and fathers we all should be.
今日我哋要由撒母耳嘅妈妈 Hannah 嘅故事里面学习点样要成为点样嘅一个父母亲。
At the time Samuel lived, there were three misfortunes that befall Jewish women.
喺撒母耳所在嘅年代，犹太嘅妇女可能会遭遇到三种唔同嘅厄祸。
First, losing hair was a misfortune for Jewish women.
首先脫髮是一種厄運。
Second, being unable to marry and remaining single was a misfortune.
第二，不能夠結婚，保持單身亦都是一種厄運。
Third, not being able to conceive a child was a major misfortune for Jewish women.
第三個，不能夠生育更加是一種厄運。
So according to Jewish tradition at the time, if a woman did not bear a child within 3 years of their marriage, they were expelled from their household.
所以按照當時猶太人的傳統，如果一個女人在結婚後三年沒有懷孕，她就會被逐出家門。
So to avoid being expelled, women gave their female servants to his husband, their second wife. It was better than being expelled.
就因為這樣，為了避免被逐出家門，婦女會將自己的婢女送給丈夫作為妾侍，這樣都比逐出家門好。
And this Hannah was in that very situation.
Hannah 正是處於這種情況。
So Peninna, her maidservant, was given to her husband.
她的婢女Peninna就嫁了給她的丈夫。
Yet verse 6 of the passage records, because the Lord has closed Hannah's womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her.
經文的第六節記載，Peninna作她的對頭，大大地激動她，要使她生氣。
Since this maidservant's status has risen, she despised her mistress, belittled her, and made her life difficult.
自从这个婢女地位升高，她就开始看小 Hannah， 令她的生活很难过。
So Hannah prayed to God with all her heart, and as stated in verse 10, in her deep anguish, Hannah prayed in the Lord, weeping bitterly.
于是 Hannah 全心向神的祷告，在第十节所说， Hannah 心里受苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。
So the first thing we want to take from Hannah today is that Hannah was a mother who prayed in the midst of sorrow.
从 Hannah 身上，我哋学会嘅第一件事系 Hannah 系一位喺悲伤中祈祷嘅母亲。
If you look at verse 13, how does Hannah pray like？
我哋睇下第十三节 ，Hannah 系点样祈祷嘅咧
？Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk.
原来 Hannah 心中默祷，只动嘴唇，不出声音，因此以利以为她喝醉了。
Have you ever prayed like this before？
有冇试过咁样祷告呢？
Without making a sound as if you're drunk.
粒声都唔出，好似饮醉咗一样。
Perhaps this is what it looks like when you pray so earnestly and so desperately.
或者呢个就系你恳切祷告嘅时候嘅样啦。
Sadness is not always a bad thing.
悲伤唔一定系坏事。
A research team at the University of Pittsburgh studied with 137 people with healthy group and unhealthy group with ulcers.
美国匹兹堡大学的一个研究小组研究了137名包括健康的人士和患有溃疡的病人。
They found that healthy group actually cried better when they were sad than their unhealthy group.
他们发现健康的人在悲伤的时候更懂得怎样去行。
Also, Henry Morselli, a psychiatrist in the United Kingdom, said, if you don't cry when you're sad, another organ starts to cry instead.
英国有一位精神病学家亨利莫塞利说，如果悲伤的时候你不哭泣，你的身体其他的器官就会代替你而哭泣。
That means if you don't cry when you're sad, your brain, your blood vessels, or your liver will start to cry and suffer instead.
咁意味着如果你在伤心的时候不喊，你的肝脏、血管或者心脏都可能受到影响。
Sometimes the Bible even tells us to weep and cry to God.
有时候圣经都叫我们要向上帝哭泣和呼求。
So if you look at Lamentation chapter 2 verse 18, it says, The hearts of the people cry out to the Lord, you walls of daughter Zion, let your tears flow like a river day and night, give yourself no relief, your eyes no rest.
我哋睇耶利米哀歌嘅二章十八节，佢话：锡安民嘅心哀求主，锡安嘅城墙啊，愿你流泪如何，昼夜不息；愿你眼中的同人流泪不止。
So in the midst of sorrow and suffering, I encourage you to pray and cry in front of God.
所以当你喺悲伤同痛苦嘅之中，我鼓励你喊出嚟同祈祷。
So while preparing for this sermon, I thought of two women, my mother and my grandmother.
在準備這篇信息的時候，我想起兩位女士，一個是我的媽媽，一個是我的嫲嫲。
My mother lived her life through many hardships that I saw her to go through.
我見證著我嫲嫲一生人經過很多的艱辛。
However, I did not see her very often, her crying in front of me or complaining about anything.
但是我不是經常見到她在我面前哭或者去抱怨。
Instead, she cried a lot when she was praying.
但佢喺禱告嘅時候咧，就成日都會喊。
And my mother taught me that pouring out sadness is also worshiping God, not just pouring out joy.
我媽媽教識咗我，除咗傾出我哋嘅喜樂以外，向上帝傾訴我哋嘅悲傷，亦都係一種敬拜。
So she told me not to cry in front of people, but cry in the presence of God.
但佢同我講唔好喺人嘅面前喊，但係要喺神嘅面前哭訴。
In life, we face many difficult moments.
在生活裡面，我們會遇到很多困難的時候。
When we face problems with our children, finances, relationship, and other issues, I hope we can be parents who pour out our tears and sorrow in the presence of God.
當我們面對下一代、經濟、人際關係等等的問題的時候，希望我們能夠成為在神面前流淚的父母。
So God wants to receive our sincerity.
神願意接納我們真誠的傾心吐意。
I think it is a contradiction if you pour out only former prayers while saying that God is my father.
当我们说上帝是我们天父的同时，如果我们只是会很形式化地祈祷，是自相矛盾的。
If we truly consider God as our father, I believe that we should be able to express not only our feelings of joy, excitement, and happiness, but also anger and sadness like we do to our fathers on this earth.
当我们真正将上帝视为我们的父亲，我相信我们不单只能够向他表达我们的喜悦、兴奋或者幸福的情感，而且都能够好像我们对地上的父亲一样，去表达我们的愤怒和悲伤。
I believe that the tears of mother will not fall on the ground, but ascend to heaven and bear fruit.
我相信在神面前流泪祷告的妈妈，她的眼泪不会跌在地下就没了，而是升到上天上结出果子。
And when children see their mother praying in tears, they will learn how to regulate their emotions.
当仔女睇到流泪祷告嘅妈妈嘅时候，佢哋会学识点样调节自己嘅情绪。
They understand who their true father is.
佢哋明白边个系佢哋真正嘅天父。
And they grow up learning about God's amazing grace, who transform our sadness into a crown of joy.
而且喺佢哋成长嘅过程里面，学习到上帝奇妙嘅恩典，点样将佢哋嘅悲伤转化为喜乐嘅冠冕。
The second point we learned to learn through Hannah is that we should strive to become mothers who rejoice in God.
我们可以从 Hannah 学到的第二点是，我们应该努力成为以神为乐的母亲。
So in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 1, it is written, Then Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoices in the Lord, and the Lord, my horn is lifted high, my mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance.
在撒母耳记上的第二章第一节说， Hannah 祷告说，我的心因耶和华快乐，我的角因耶和华高举。我的口向仇敌张开，我因耶和华的救恩欢欣。
As previously mentioned, Hannah was unable to conceive a child, so she prayed to God in her sorrow, and God answered her prayer with a son named Samuel.
前面讲过， Hannah 没办法怀孕，因此她在悲伤里面向上帝去祈祷，神应允了她的祷告，令到她得到一个儿子叫撒母耳。
So after Hannah prayed with tears, God gave her the gift of a son. His name is Samuel, whom she dedicated to God as a Nazarite.
Hannah 流泪祷告之后，上帝赐了一个仔俾佢，叫撒母耳，而佢将呢个仔献翻俾上帝，成为拿细耳人。
In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 22, it is written, After the boy is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always.
在撒母耳记上一章二十二节写到。等孩子断了奶，我便带他上去朝见耶和华，使他永远住在那里。
She gave Samuel to God to live in the temple for the rest of his life.
就系咁，佢将撒母耳交咗俾上帝，等佢喺圣殿中度过佢一生。
Samuel was a son born out of suffering, and he was an incredibly precious gift for her.
撒母耳是在苦难中诞生的一个仔，他是一份无比珍贵的礼物。
Even so, Hannah dedicated him to God, allowing him to grow up in the temple.
尽管是这样， Hannah 还是将他献给上帝，让他在圣殿里面长大。
I also have a son, his name is A, if some of you already know. He's about the same age as when Samuel was dedicated to God.
我也有一个仔，他的名叫 A, 可能大家都会认识。他和撒母耳被献给上帝的时候的年龄差不多。
Hannah's story is reminding us to become mothers who delight in God, who dedicate our children to God.
Hannah 的故事提醒我们要成为以上帝为乐，并且愿意将儿女献给上帝的母亲。
How could Hannah have this faith to rejoice in the Lord and dedicate her son to God?
Hannah 为什么会有这样的信心来靠主喜乐而将她的儿子献给神呢？
Please look at verse 28 with me. So now I give him to the Lord, for his whole life he will be given over the Lord.
所以请看第28节，所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。
And in the next verse, chapter 2, verse 1, she confesses, My heart rejoices in the Lord.
在下一节，第二章第一节里面，她说，我的心因耶和华快乐。
Samuel was everything Hannah had.
撒母耳是 Hannah 的一切。
When there was so sad Samuel, she was even looked down upon her maidservant, and she felt like living was not worth it.
在未有撒母耳之前，她甚至被她丈夫的妾侍看不起，令她觉得都不值得生存下去了。
Every day she lives in tears, but now how happy would she be to have Samuel with her?
她以前每日都以泪洗面，但是现在有撒母耳在身边，你想想她可以有多开心。
Samuel was Hannah's future. He was a very precious child to her.
撒母耳是 Hannah 的将来，她是一个非常珍贵的孩子。
Yet we can see Hannah's joy in offering him to God.
但是我们可以看到 Hannah 将她的仔献给上帝的时候那种的喜悦。
And it means Hannah's joy did not come from simply having a child, but from the fact that God has heard her prayer.
这个告诉我们 Hannah 的喜乐并不是源于有了一个仔，而是来自上帝垂听了她的祷告。
There is no doubt that getting married, having children, raising them, teaching them, making money, doing business, and succeeding in life, they are all joyful things.
毫无疑问，结婚生子、教养小朋友、赚钱做生意、拥有成功的人生，这些都是一些令人高兴的事情。
But in the passage, Hannah is prioritizing her joy only in God.
但在这段经文里面， Hannah 将她在上帝里面的喜乐摆在首位。
Giving birth to a son was definitely a joyful thing for her, but the fact that God has listened to her prayer made her even happier.
怀孕生子本来就是一件喜事，但是因为神垂听了她的祷告，令到她更加的开心。
So through Hannah today, we learned that we should be a mother who prays in sorrow and rejoices in God only.
就是透过 Hannah 的故事，我们了解到我们应该成为一个在悲伤中祷告和以上帝为乐的母亲。
So while preparing for this message, I looked back on myself and wondered how much of a praying mother I was.
我在准备这篇讲道的时候，有机会去反省自己，想想我到底是不是一个祈祷的母亲。
And how much I have lived rejoicing in the Lord only.
还有我有没有在生活里面活出以上帝为乐胜过一切。
The way parents behave is the most effective and direct way for children to learn and feel about God.
父母的行为是小朋友去感受神、认识神最有效、最直接的方法。
So after I graduated from the theological school, I have been doing children and youth ministry until now.
由神学院毕业到现在，我一直都在做儿童和青少年的事工。
So during that time, I learned one really important thing.
在这段时间里面，我学到一件非常重要的事。
Faith is ultimately built at home.
信仰最终是会在屋企里面建立起来。
Children come to church only once a week.
小朋友只一个礼拜只是得一日来到教会。
But the time spent with their parents at home has a great impact on them.
但他们在家里和父母相处的时间对他们的影响是非常大。
Life lessons learned from the parents at home sometimes have a greater impact on the children than a lesson taught by a pastor or a church.
有时候在家里在父母身上学到的人生的功课，可能会比在教会由牧师所授的教授的课程对小朋友产生更大的影响。
Of course, it is really important to come to church and learn about the Word of God, but what I'm trying to say is that the weight of carrying the title of parents is also very heavy.
当然来到教会学习神的话语是很重要的，但是在家里担负起为人父母这个名衔的爸爸和妈妈一样是很重要。
Children learn about faith and love through us.
我们的下一代是透过我们去了解信仰和上帝的爱。
I believe there is God's great purpose in giving the parents and the children this unbreakable bond.
我相信上帝给父母和子女这种不能够改变的关系一定是有他的目的的。
Which is that as parents, we have this obligation to inherit faith.
所以作为父母，我们是有义务去传承我们的信仰。
We may have money, health, other kind of personality to pass on to our children.
我们可能有钱、有健康、有善良的性格可以传给我们的下一代。
But the most precious inheritance that cannot be compared to anything above is faith.
但信心是最宝贵的属灵遗产，是其他东西没得比的。
We are and we should inherit faith in our children.
我们应该将我们的信仰传递到我们的下一代。
And with the power of this faith that's inherited from us, they will be able to gain the ability to stand on their own and once we leave the earth one day.
有一天当我们离开这个世界的时候，我们的子女将会有由因为信靠神而来的力量，令到他们可以独立地面对生活。
2 weeks ago, my grandmother passed away.
在两个礼拜前，我的妈妈过了身。
She was the first generation Christian and she was also a pastor.
我们家的第一代基督徒也是一位牧者。
I'm not sure about China, but in Korea, the children memorize multiplication table before they enter the elementary school.
在韩国，小孩在入小学之前就要开始背九音歌、乘数表。
This is like the first thing that children memorize in their life.
大多数的小朋友一生人之中第一样记住的东西就是这一样。
However, my grandmother taught me to memorize the Lord's Prayer and Apostles' Creed before the multiplication table.
但在我背到乘数表之前，我的妈妈已经教识我背主祷文和使徒信经。
And every morning when I went to school, she would lay her hand on my head and pray for me.
每朝当我去翻学的时候，她都会将手放在我的头上面为我祷告。
She told me interesting stories in the Bible and taught me to pray when I was sad and taught me to praise when I was happy.
他跟我说圣经里面很多很有趣的故事，教识我在伤心的时候祷告，在开心的时候去赞美神。
She taught me how to find joy in God alone.
他也教导我怎样单单在神里面去寻求喜乐。
I remember calling my grandmother one day when I first became a pastor.
我还记得我第一天成为传道人那一天，我打了个电话给我妈妈。
She told me I should pray a lot more than before.
他跟我说我要应该更多的祷告。
Her faith and this prayerful lifestyle is inherited to me, and this inheritance has been sustaining my life up until this day.
她将她的信仰和她这样虔诚的祷告生活成功地传了给我，而直到今天，这种虔诚都一直支持着我，在这帮助我。
When my grandmother passed away 2 weeks ago, I was deeply saddened, but at the same time, I was filled with hope and joy.
在两个礼拜前，我妈妈过身的时候，我很伤心，但同时又充满盼望和喜乐。
It's because my grandmother, who had been longing for Jesus, is now in heaven with him, where there is no pain or sadness.
咁系因为我呢个好渴想同好追求耶稣嘅妈妈，而家已经喺天堂，一个唔再有痛苦或者悲伤嘅地方。
And I'm confident one day I will to follow her path and meet her again in heaven.
而我都深信，总有一日我都会跟随佢嘅脚步喺天堂再次见翻佢。
And I have one hope for myself.
我对自己有一个盼望。
Like my grandmother, I too hope to inherit my faith in my children, not anything else.
希望好似我嘅嫲嫲一样，能够将我嘅信仰传承落去，而唔系留下其他嘅嘢俾我嘅下一代。
It's because I believe the most precious inheritance is faith.
因为我认为最宝贵嘅属灵遗产系对神嘅信心。
So I would like to encourage all of you who are raising your children to remember that the best inheritance is faith.
所以我想鼓励你们所有有子女的，要记住最好的遗产就是教导下一代去信靠神。
And when the day comes for you to stand before the Lord,
而当你要站在主的面前那一天来到的时候，
And when he may ask you what you have left for your children,
当他问你，你给你的子女留下了什么的时候，
May you be able to say that you taught them how to have faith and love God above all.
然而你们都能够说，你教导你的子女信神爱神超过一切。
I believe and I bless you in the name of the Lord.
我奉主的名祝福大家。